Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, on this November 14th, 2023. Yes, that's right. Half of the month is gone, and then we got just one more month before a brand new year comes. So we welcome you here to Talk Straight. This is your host again, Brother Dockery. And unfortunately, last week, I don't know, I can't really explain it, I had another challenge with our platform here, the Blog Talk Radio platform, which we air off of. But I think we got it straight. We own now. And we're here again. I apologize to our listening audience. We did our promo and put it out there, our Facebook group, and I recognize others responded. We apologize for that. Hope you can join us tonight and you'd have been lost. We didn't lose you. But anyway, we're here now. We got to keep moving. You know, when things hit you, hard times come, you got to keep pressing. So that ain't time to quit. It's time to push forward. All right. Tonight is open mic. And that's what we endeavored to do on this past Tuesday night, was to do open mic. But we're extending that again. And what that is a format for the talk show, where I allow you, the listening audience, to call in, and that number is 563-999-3617. Again, you can call in now, starting right now, at 999-3617, and I will entertain your question and comments. Now, I don't purport to have all the answers, but we will endeavor to hold intelligent conversation with you and dialogue. If there's something that I can research and come back and get you an answer for, I'll be happy to bring it to you. Fair enough? All right. And we recognize that everybody has different experiences and bases of knowledge and conversation, and we honor that. We welcome that. That's why we call it Talk Straight. I won't talk outside of my head, if I could use that colloquial expression. But we will shoot straight with you and strive to give you the honest, most honest answer we can give you. The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Give us a call now. Give us a call now. If you're following us on Facebook live stream, go ahead and give me a holler. I'd love to hear from you. Whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about how ugly I am, how good looking I am, well, you know, we can do that. We can do it. I don't mind. The number again to call is 563-999-3617. I hope our co-host, Pastor Waller, will be able to join us in just a little bit here. but more importantly, even you and you. As we wait, I'm going to share a little song with you by Milton Bronson and the Community Singers. Oldie but giddy. And I think this is apropos to where we are today. In my engagement with people on various levels, particularly post-COVID shutdown, which caused many people to break and sever a lot of social relations, communications, and discourage others from even reaching out, being sociable. I sense that there are a lot of good people now who are frustrated, who are lonely, who I dare say depressed, and just uncertain about things. But despite government failure, economic challenges, failure in whatever goal you had politically or even relationships, before you give up, try God. And what the Reverend Milton Bronson and the community choir singer said was right. Just some time ago they made this song. But they were right when they said, I tried him and I know him. While I wait your call here on Talk Straight, open mic, it's your night. Did I say it's your night? That's what I mean, it's your night. Give me a call, 563-999-3617. Let's listen to what they said. I tried him and I know him. I'd like to encourage you to do that tonight. Maybe this can help lift somebody. Let's see.
So heavy laden, I'm burdened down. I did not know just what to do. I wish and I pray for strength to endure. Jesus said, I will see you through. So I tried, and I know him. He'll stick closer than any brother.
No matter what you're going through, I dare you to try that. What will he do? Yeah, it's something about looking within and finding strength from the Spirit, from the Maker. Yes.
Be your friend.
Come on.
type of way. Yes. Who is it? Oh, yeah. Who is it? I didn't come to speak. No, I didn't come to speak. But I know you heard of that. And I'd like to welcome you to Friday. You know what you're saying? Yes. I like that. You don't call me, I'm gonna just keep talking. And I got something to say. So you're right. But I'd like to share with you. Mr. Talk Straight, your host, Reverend Dr. Ruben Doctor, and it's open mic. I've left the mic open for you. You got something to say, you got some on your mind. You wanna get it out, you wanna share it with somebody. Go ahead and give me a call here. Right here at Talk Street, 562-999-3617, and we'll be glad to entertain you. Thank you so much for those of you that have kept up with us over the years, and you've shared. We've had good go on to the other side. Yes, indeed, a few of them to do so, but you're still here. You're still here. I can think of some of the voices that have shared right here on Talk Straight with us over the last 7 years. And they transitioned to the other side. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for those of us that are still yet here. A lot going on. Let me take a moment to opine on what Sister was saying here. She's saying, essentially, we have a tendency as social beings who learn largely by example in interaction with other people. We all have that tendency to the right, look to the left, perhaps in front of us, or even turn around behind us, see what other folk are doing, how they're faring, how they're dealing with the reality of the sun hitting their face, perhaps the rain falling down, or the cold air touching their skin, a nice breeze and the springtime, the beautiful scent of flowers and daisies and blooming in the summertime. You look around, you want to see what everybody else is doing, and that's okay. But friend, there come a time where you have to pull away from the crowd and stand for yourself. You'll have to know who you are and what makes you unique. What your gift is, what your contribution to humanity is, how it is that you help shape the universe. Why did God allow you to be born and to be a part of this world that we live in? Yeah, we all have to find that way. Now, sometimes some of us miss out on key lessons relative to that early on. We've talked about that a lot, the shaping of character through the family, through two major voices of authority, natural voices of authority, that being your father and your mother, and the first community that you, that being your familiar community, your family, whatever that context is. Yes, I know. I know, I understand that for many that's not very good. There are challenges there. I get it. But then there are those who've been challenged who've overcome those challenges. And that's their testimony. Like this sister, this lead singer with the Bronson Community Center, she said, I tried him. Him, who is he? The Father, the Creator of the universe, the one that gave life and can take life away. Some call him Jehovah, some call him Elohim. Some call him Allah. Some call him Buddha. Yeah, some even refer to him as a higher power. But I'm going to tell you, my faith is based on Jehovah Elohim, the Lord God of creation. And I got faith that when I call him, he'll answer. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And she said, I tried him, and I know for myself. Now, I'm not going on what she said. So I like what she said. I can relate to it because I, too, tried them. And I'd like to encourage you to do likewise. All right? But what we're saying is that if you look to the crowd, interestingly enough, the trend that we've seen during the George Floyd protests or riots to now, 2020, summer 2020, to now the ending of beginning of the fall of 2023, and we're going in 2024. All over America, major urban major cities, we see young people, teenagers, from their 20s and 30s largely, engaging in counterproductive behaviors. Violent, disruptive-type behaviors. Yeah, I understand it started in the guise of protest because somebody told you it was wrong and that you were a victim. You were being done wrong. I understand that. But at some point, you got to stop and ask yourself just who, what, when, where, and how did this happen? While I'm busy engaging in tearing down, what's happening with my opportunities to build something for me, those that I care about, and for the future? See, it's easy to tear that something down. It's easy to get mad. It's easy to fight the scrap. I saw where today in the United States Senate, I think the senator from Oklahoma, is talking to a Teamsters Union president. And they all, bless God, they went at it. Like they're ready to throw some hands. I just don't wonder why the children are kind of feed off. When grown folk can't, you understand what I'm saying, get it together. Old Bernie Sanders was the chairman of this committee, and he's trying to keep order. He's trying to keep, he couldn't stop either one of them. They're ready to go at it. Ah, it's easy to fight. What you going to do beyond the fight, though? What can we do to improve the quality of life of those who are suffering, who are hungry, who are despondent, who are homeless quite often? People who didn't ask for their circumstances, but they're in them, you know? What is it that we can do to address that? I got my good friend, Pastor Ricky Wallace, on with me now. I think he may be able to help me out. I'm a little slow, but I know he can help. But y'all don't give me a call. It's open mic. 563-999-3617. Pastor, I apologize for our platform being down again last week and our good people missing again. But I hope they ain't too upset with us.
Oh, yeah, man. Things happen like that. Yeah, they happen like that. Out of your control. Yeah, when it's out of your control, you know, it's it shouldn't be no charge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we ain't lost anybody. I saw where a few people, you know, acknowledged our post, you know, when we did our promo. But nonetheless, we're still here. That's what we we talked about this, and we're going to do the best we can to try to keep the conversation and the dialogue alive. And that's one of the reasons we have open mic, because I realize that you got some ideas. I don't have all the answers. I know we strive to try to find some. You know, we've been looking for solutions. And, you're talking to two men right here who's offered some, you know. And
yes, sir.
Respectfully, we still can use them. Is it too late, Pastor?
No, it's definitely not that, because this is the day that the Lord God has made, you know. And he tells you to rejoice and to be glad in it. That particular sound is evidence that it's not too late. The time is drawing close, but it's just not where it's too late. And there will come a time when that time will occur, but right now, it still holds good today.
Riots and protests in 2020 up to now, there are a lot of young people who are expressing their anger and frustration with the breakdown in our government, with our family, within churches, within society, you understand? And they take to the street, man, and they go for it. They go at it. And they ready to box the boogaloo. You know what I mean? Ain't no conversation, ain't no talking. They just want to go. Let's get it. And I was talking about Bronson Community Singers, where he's saying, I tried God, and now I know him for myself. And that's what I was suggesting, that perhaps we should stop, take a pause, and ask ourselves, what if I tried God? What would it do for me?
Try him. I mean, that's the only way a person can really get to know him, that you have to try it. That particular thing called trying him, you know, you just might like it. You know, it's a lot of things that people are try, I'm sure, and they take a liking to it. May not be good for them, but they still try it and still happen to like it, no matter what it happens to be. It's just something about trying, you know. Nothing beat a failure but a try, you know. If you can't succeed, it's because you didn't try. So how can you beat the failure? Just try. And then you can't fail. You know, as the song said, and you won't fail. But if you fail from the start, it's because you didn't try. See, I know what it's like to fail, because I failed because I didn't try it. You know, I was afraid. And people have reasons why they don't try him. And so out the gate, you know, from the start, you know, I failed. So how can I beat a failure? I'll tell you how you can beat it. Just try it. You know, that's my suggestion. And then once I tried it, then the failure was no longer as it once was. See, I was a failure, and I know I was a failure. Whether I'm not pretending like I was one, I discovered that I was one. And that's in my discovery. Now, other people may think that they're winning, that they're succeeding, you know, that they're successful. They may have a lot of different things, you know, may have all the materialistic things, may have, you know, the finances, you know, may have all of those things. But that does not mean you're not a failure. But let me speak about me. You know,
come on, talk to me.
I had a couple of things. I had a couple of dollars. And I discovered that I was a failure. So how can I beat a failure? See, some people don't, they're talking about, you know, trying him. No, I'm not going to try him. I'm doing my own thing. And I'm accomplishing things. And some people would do that. There is a thing where people would say also, in their heart, they say there is no God. So that means, why would I try him if there's no God? You know, who is he? How do I get a chance to try him? A whole lot of things start to, you know, be blocking a person's attempt. So that's out the gate a failure for me. That's what it was. And I said it was respectfully for me not to try him because I didn't feel like I was worthy. And that may be a, you know, a thing where some people are just right there. So, but I would suggest and I would encourage anyone, if you take a moment out of your busy schedule, call upon him, and the scripture said that he said he'll answer you. Now, I didn't say that. The scripture said that I'll answer you. But he didn't stop there. And then he said, I'll show you great and mighty things that you knew not. And that, to me, is like, well, if I try, you say, you know, if I call on him, say it, I'll answer you. Then he said, he'll show me some things. Well, I'll turn it back over to you, Pastor Docker, on this note. I was tired of losing. I was tired of being a failure while looking like I was a winner. I was sounding as if I was a winner. I was just, I had everything that had to do with a winning hand. But have you ever heard of a man confessing? And if not, this is one confessing tonight. Thought I had a winning hand, but I found out I was a failure.
My Lord, my Lord.
I went back over that to you. Yes, sir. That's why he said this is the day that the Lord has made. He tells us to rejoice, you know, and be glad. In the midst of my being a failure, I still had a chance to say, well, what about today if I just try him today?
If I just give him a shot today.
Just yes, sir. Don't put off for tomorrow. Just try him today.
Give him a shot today.
I tell you, you'd be amazed. That's all I can say on that, man. You may not do it when you want him to, but believe me, you make the call. Man, I'm telling you.
Well,
you find
you know,
out somebody gonna answer you. Yeah, go ahead.
I was listening to you. Yeah. Open mic discussion. There's still time to call us. About another 32 minutes or so. Call me now, 563-999. 3617. I posted in the Facebook conversation thread there where I'm thinking about Job, the 23rd chapter, Pastor, verses 9 to 11. There's a lesson, three scripture texts. There's a lesson there because anybody that know about Job know that he was considered to be upright and walked away from evil. All he ever done was try to please God. But sometimes things happen and make you think even God is turning against you. It looked like even God setting you up, conspiring with the enemy to destroy you. Seemed like that, didn't it? Seemed like it, didn't it? And so I thought about Job 23 and 9. And let me just for a second, if I might share, and then we can talk about it. But the verse 9 says, on the left hand, where he does work, but I cannot behold him. He hides himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. Verse 10 says, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I shall, that's definitive.
Yeah.
Come
that's
as
good.
Gold. You know, gold
that's
is
good,
God. That's
yeah.
a net from the earth, gold. Then verse 11 says this, my foot has held his steps. His way I kept and not declined. Interestingly enough, the writer, the text starts to hear the voice of the character is concerned that God is hiding from him, that he's blind. the text suggests that the writer believes that God is some kind of way, maybe playing some kind of game with him or something. That's what it says. On the left hand, where he does work, but what I cannot behold him. I can't see him. But then, watch this. He he hideth himself on the right hand, and I can't see him. What's going on with that, Pastor? Now, Lord, what kind of game
yeah,
is that?
Yeah.
You play?
Man, you say that's in the book of Job? You say that's saying that in the book of Job?
That was verse 9.
Yeah.
King James
now,
verse 9.
Now, what I'm saying, you saying that's according to the scripture.
The word
of God.
Didn't
say that.
The word of God.
You didn't say that.
Reading from the
pretty deep there, bro.
Watch this. And this is the way many people feel. This is why they say, I don't trust God. I don't believe God. I think it's a game. It ain't nothing but a hoax. And all it is a fiction, right? Because somebody just playing. When he's trying to try me, man, well, you know, why are you playing with me? Why don't you just go and give it to me? Why I got to work for it? I've been poor all my life, man. Everybody I know struggles. It's about time for us to get something. I need victory now. Like you said, you tired of losing, right? I want to win.
Yeah.
I get it. To know that only work, diligence, bring forth the reward. All run in a race. But only one gets the prize, my Lord.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's
everybody
it.
Can get up and starting line, but ain't going to be but one winner. Go ahead, Pastor.
You got to run. That's it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You said you got to run.
But Pastor, tired of running.
Yeah.
I'm tired, man. Ain't nobody else.
If you're tired of losing, I was tired of losing, man. I must admit, brother, I know what it is to lose, brother, when I thought I was winning. You know,
but
I played sports and everything, so it didn't go like that. When I played sports, we knew when we was winning. The score would tell you when you was winning.
I see.
Yeah, but when you're talking about the gospel, man, it's going to take action, brother.
Well, how about life? How about life is going to take some action, too? If after when you're a newborn baby, you look for your mother to maybe feed you with the breast, and at some point, you get too big for that. Huh? And you got to start using
a
bottle or something, you understand? The time will come where if you're not willing to take your hand and learn how to use a spoon to feed yourself, you might go hungry. Is that right, preacher?
Yeah. Possibility. Yes, sir. It's a possibility.
Well, and I don't care if you're black. I talk about you being black. I've been black all my life. I've been black 3 times. I was born in the projects of black baby. Grew up a black boy. Now I'm a black man in America. So ain't nothing to tell me about being black, okay? So let's hang that excuse up right now. I don't care how black you are, how white purple you are. You want to eat, you got to eat. Is that right?
You got to make sure that you survive.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on there. People are doing what they can do to survive.
That's it. Now, and I'm with the survival piece. But at some point, Pastor, if you think smart, you can move beyond just mere survival, and you can start living. You can live life, man. The Bible tells us that we have live prosperous and have perfect peace. Huh? Life more abundant.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying now, yes, you may have a rugged start. It may not be all you wanted to be. But it's up to you to make it what you want it to. Starting today. Today is November 14th, 2023. If right now you're listening to me and your face is down in an alley and water somewhere in the mud and you hear my voice, you can turn around and get up. Help the Holy Ghost. Huh? You might be in a jail cell. You just might be in a corner in a crack house coming down off a house. Guess what you can do? On November 14th, 2000, you can tell yourself that today is the first day for the rest of my life. And I'm in charge now.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, that's a good
alcohol. gambling, sex. None of that is in charge of me. I'm in charge now. Me and God. I'm going to try him. I'm going to try him. I'm going to let him. He said, after he's tried me, I come out of this thing like gold. Like gold. Like gold. So, what you saying, doctor? What you trying to say, doctor? That there's hope for a better tomorrow. There's hope for a better tomorrow. This guy, Joe, was a good example of how somebody who believed, he really believed he was innocent. He really believed he was innocent. And I, when I look at the text, I kind of believe it too, Pastor.
Oh, yeah.
I
you kind of believe it too.
Huh?
It's got to be pretty interesting for you to almost stand in agreement with it that you believe it also.
Well, I mean, I can't see when I look at the story, the storyline now, I can't see where he done nothing wrong. I can't
see. Yeah. Okay.
Because even his friends say it in the 14th chapter, Job, I believe it was. They said, come on, man. I'm paraphrasing. Now, you looked at that girl booty. Come on, man. You did something wrong. You had an evil thought or something. All this wouldn't be happening to you if you know. Come on. What you do, man? What happened? Tell us. I'm your friend. Tell me.
Well, yeah, man.
Come on.
You know, but the word does say that, you know, that a man is born of a woman. And the thing about that is that he says over a few days and it's full of trouble. So whatever he got into or whatever happened, if a person want to say that he did wrong, or, you know, something took place that caused the trouble to come in existence, because he just said that the man was born of a woman, you know, it was of a few days and it was going to be full of trouble. So he didn't have to do anything for trouble to occur. And that's what happens sometimes. People would think, well, what did you do, man? You did something.
You had to do something, man. Come on now.
Yeah, you had to do something. But what did you do? So that kind of, you know, mentality, you know, from others would make you wonder and start charging your own self. What did I do? Did I do something? What did I do? Did I do something to the point where I didn't realize it, and now I know it? All this is coming upon me. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. And what you did, is you were born. So testimony. That's all you did. That's all you did.
Just that.
That's it.
Just born.
That's it.
Full of trouble, man. And
that's what
happens sometimes. Yeah, that happens sometimes, man. And you deal with it, and
it don't make you no bad, man. That you testing and tried. The good news is that after you tried, and you may think that somebody's playing games, running games on you, somebody's fooling around with you. Don't take that personal. Because what you learn on the other side is that when you run in this race and you run to obtain the prize, that it's a good feeling to win. My God. You know how to lose. We know what it feels like to lose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been that serious, brother. I mentioned that earlier.
What about being on the other side? Huh?
Yeah,
what about the other side? Yeah.
And that's a wonderful time to experience, you know, what it's like to win.
Yeah. That's what I want young brothers to understand. That's what I want young brothers. You have a young cat over there in the Edge Hill, man. I don't know where his man was, but he discharged a gun at somebody else and caught an innocent in the back of the head, Pastor. And unfortunately, tragically, she died. Young lady, a cop over at Belmont, was the victim of a terrible circumstance over in Edge Hill. But this is something that regularly go on. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
It happened not too long ago.
This was earlier this week. Last week, as a matter of fact. Last week. Young lady passed, I believe, over. And they're funeralizing. It's sad. She was student from New Jersey, came to Nashville just to get an education. What am I saying that for? I'm saying that to say the young brother that pulled the trigger, it's reported that he was out because he couldn't be held accountable for another incident because they said he was not mentally sane to be tried. Doctor said he couldn't be tried because you understand what I'm saying? Now, what are you saying, doctor? What I'm saying is, unfortunately, there are a lot of young brothers, I believe good young brothers out there in a similar situation, man. And we got to reach him. Somebody got to reach him. Because there's hope for him. And it feels like it's hopeless for them. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I would ask the question, what made him decide to shoot at somebody? He wasn't trying to kill the young lady, I don't believe. It doesn't sound like it. He was just caught up in the game. He was shooting at some other cat in a drive-by shooting. You understand what
I'm saying? They were shooting at each other. Is what you're saying?
Discharge a weapon. And you know bullets don't know no name. They don't know who they're going to hit. They just hit whatever's in front of them. However far it goes. And my point again is there are people who feel hopeless, just like that brother preacher, and they think that the gun and the physical force that they exert is going to solve the problem for them. Now, we were talking about Job there in the 23rd chapter, but I want to bring this in, the 14th chapter in the 7th through the 9th verse. And listen what he said. For their hope of the tree, it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground. Yet, Lord God, through the sense of it will bud and bring forth balls like a plant. It ain't over. It ain't over. What you going on?
For? It's not over.
Where y'all going? Come on back here. It ain't over yet.
They say that it's difficult, but it's not over.
It ain't over.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking back from which it comes. Okay. That's back there. Look ahead, because it ain't over. What you want to do now? You understand what I'm saying, Pat? What you want to do now? You can't. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, the beauty of it is, I just say it's that it's not over. Then you got to look at that. Say, well, since it's not over, what do I do? It goes back to trying.
My,
it goes back to trying.
I wish I had a witness. Just give it a shot. All I'm asking you to do is check it out.
You never know until you try. Nothing bigger failure but a try. You have to try. I mean, because the failure is there. You know, I'm evidence of that. Yes, sir. I admit that. Yes, I admit it, brother.
It ain't too late. Still got about 15 minutes for you to call me. You may have heard something. You may agree or disagree. 563-999-3617. 563 Facebook, 999-3617. Go and give me a shout, or post to something in the comment. Give me a comment there. Let's see what's on your mind, and I'll share that with the rest of the listening audience here. Pastor, yesterday may have been a terrible day for you, disappointing. You are here today talking about what happened yesterday. There's your blessing right there, huh? Because you're still alive, huh?
Yeah, that's what they're rejoicing and being glad.
There you go. Now, how can we take our days and make the best of them moving forward? See what I mean? Okay, yesterday was bad. What can I do to make today and tomorrow a better day? Tomorrow ain't got here yet. But today, I'm doing something. I got something in my hand. I got an opportunity in my mind, in my spirit. What can I do with that? See what I mean? And so that's the encouragement. That's what I'd like to leave tonight on this November 14th, 2023, is that no matter where you have come from or what experiences you have amassed in your life, there is yet hope. And if you try him, you'll come forth. I believe you can come forth. Yeah, you can come forth. But what the text just said to us in the 14th chapter of Job is that no matter what has happened, if your tree is cut down, somebody else may give up on you and say, Doctor, just let it go. Frederick, just forget about it, man.
Yeah.
It's over. Huh? But what if you tell yourself, no, no, there's hope. H-O-P-E. What is hope? What is hope? In the Hebrew and in the Greek, both of them have a similar meaning. And basically it has to do with man in his limited physical capacity, let go and let the Creator, Yehovah Elohim, the Lord God, take hold, knowing that that's who gave his life. I read in Genesis, Pastor, that when Adam was created, at first he wasn't none but a big old chunk of dirt, lifeless. Then the spirit blew it into his nostrils, the breath of life.
Hey, man, that's awesome.
Ah, you became a living God. My God, my God, my God.
Just to be able to do that is evidence that things can happen.
Yeah, not impossible. Your life may seem like just a big old pile of, but let God breathe it. See what he can make out of it. Huh? Open yourself up to be the play and let him be the potter. Because he wants, the potter wants, yeah, to make something out of you. Okay, all right.
You got to do it. Yep. I mean, it's a lot of work to put into it. It's just something that you get started on. If you don't know him, that's the key to the things we're talking about now. Is if you never tried him, you just have to be honest with yourself and say, well, I never tried him. But I heard these brothers saying that it's up to me to try him. So what am I going to do? Just continue to withhold my desire to try him, or am I going to be bold enough to just try it?
Because that's
just the key.
That's it. And why do we do this? Why should anyone? Do you do this for your mama? Do you do this for your friends or for your other family? No, you first do it for yourself, right? Because until you are whole and you are stable, it's going to be difficult, if not impossible, for you to do much for anybody else. See what I mean? So the motivation here is to get yourself straight. Huh? Get yourself straight. Then Paul said, once you have become converted, dip back, go back, and pull your brother up and strengthen him with you. Huh? But you got to be able to stand on your own 2 feet first.
I want to reiterate.
Sometimes it's kind of tough, especially when you've been knocked down, Pastor. That's when you've been knocked down.
You're trying to stand up and you don't know how. That's a difficult thing. It can be done. You have to continue to press on, and all of a sudden you'll be standing and wondering, where did that come from? It's because you tried him.
Yes, you did. I know you saw this with your little baby girl intuitively when she first started walking. Did she fall down sometime, Pastor? Did you witness her fall? Did you ever witness her?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
but guess what? Yeah. Mine, I don't know about nobody else. Mine got back up, and it looked like they even more determined the next time to walk some more. Well, I know they were running, man. Well, I know them just jokes were running. Running. And so, again,
I want to reiterate the encouragement on this November 14th, 2023. May have presented them, but they came to you and you got the power to deal with them. You've got the power. No political party.
Yes.
Not even the preacher. Not even the preacher can do this for you. Your mama can't do it. Your daddy can't do it. Huh? The Indian chief can't do it. Superman ain't coming to save you. You got to do this one for yourself. Huh? Try them. Give a shot. And let me know how it goes when you came out of the wilderness. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So there you go. Well, don't look like we got many takers tonight, Pastor, but I'm so glad you joined me, man. I'm so glad you joined me on the open mic night. Hey, look at that. Bless you, Sister Patterson. Amen. We can do anything in our own strength, but relying on the strength of God. I bless you, Sister. That's my sister right there out of the fifth. That's my sister out of the fifth right there. Thank you, Sister Patterson. Well, and what I realize, Pastor, sometimes we think we're not being heard and we think we're not making a difference and that our efforts are for naught. But God knows somebody out there. That's why I'm asking the Lord, take what we're saying beyond this airways, this radio, and take it to the hills and the highways, to the crooked places, huh? To the corners, the dark corners.
Yeah.
Huh?
A crooked place, man.
Yes, sir.
Where to go and direct that pathway, man. That's why he says, you know, don't be conformed to this old world, his ways, but be transformed.
By the what?
That's a good thing, by the renewing of your mind, man. When your mind has been renewed, you don't think the same way.
That's my prayer, that God moves by his spirit, Pastor, on those who I believe are secretly crying out for hope and for an answer. And knowing that the hope is not in what I can do for myself, by myself, but knowing that God gives me strength to do it. That breath that was breathed in Adam thousands and thousands of years ago is the same breath. In the Hebrew, they call it the Ruach. The Holy Spirit that gives us life. And in him do we move and have our being. Yeah. I didn't come to preach, but I guess I'll go ahead and preach then. We ain't going to take up no offering tonight either. We ain't going to take no offering up. But we're going to preach anyway. Is that right? Yes, sir.
You got to carry it on. Yeah.
Well, we got about 6 more minutes here, Pastor. But that's what I wanted to leave the floor open. Bless you, sister. Bless you. We wanted to leave the floor open to open conversation. I'm seeing a lot going on, and people are losing confidence in things and structure that they've long had them in. And particularly, I keep hearing people reiterate the loss of confidence in the church. And I say to them, baby, you are the church, and what needs to happen is you need to seek God out first. See, and I'm a pastor. There's a place for the structure and the order of the worship and things of that nature, but most important, you need to seek God for yourself. You don't need to pray and ask and talk to me. It's me, oh Lord, I'm standing. In the knee. Not my mom, not my father, not my sister, it's me standing in the knee.
Yeah.
In the knee. Talk to me like this only time you.
Huh? That time will take place, man.
Hey. So I spoke to a gentleman who was locked up. I still, you know, make time in my schedule to visit those who are incarcerated and so forth and so on. And that's what I said to him, that right now you're where you are, but I want you to think about where you want to be in 6 months or a few years from now, right? And what can you do with yourself today? Get yourself there.
You know you got my I got your back. I'm praying for you. I'm encouraging. I'm supporting you. But today you got to deal with what's in front of you, bro. So that's your hope. Have I said that already? Did I say something about Hope? Oh, and I ain't talking about Bob Hope either. Man. Sometimes people get it wrong. I ain't talking about Bob Hope. I'm talking about hope in God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's new out there, bro, Pastor? Can you hear me? You may have muted
yourself. One thing I know, I can't help but to say this, Pastor. It's you got a couple of more minutes, and with the way things been going, we have to leave on a note that's going to remind people, don't hesitate to call on him.
That's right.
I say don't hesitate to call on him, it's not no fear that he's going to do you harm. You're taking it from a man that, you know, was once upon a time, I was just afraid to try him. But guess what happened, Pastor? I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Go ahead.
I got bold enough to think about all those times of failing for all those years. And I said, I wonder what it would be like just to try him. And then I discovered it. They said, oh, what a difference a day make.
What a difference a day make, huh?
Man, that one day of trying him, man, he changed my whole life. So
only do it.
I sum it up by way of saying, try him for yourself. And that's how you get to know it. Yeah.
He's
all right.
Don't give him a shot. Yes, sir. Well, I like that. And you know what? That may be the note we leave on tonight. If we haven't said anything else to you that make any sense, I hope our suggestion, our recommendation to try God, think about it. You give me a call. Shoot me something. You can inbox me, 615-498-4669. That's my cell phone. That's the best phone. Gets me 24/7 with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Members call me all the time on. Sometimes my wife wonder where you going at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's a good thing. Good thing. Holler. If you just think about that, and if you give me a holler. But with that, Pastor, we'll leave on a note with the late Reverend James Moore. He said, "God will, take care of you." I know he'll do it. I know he. I ain't asking nobody. I'm telling you that God take care of you. So as we
will,
as we pause tonight from Talk Straight on this November 14, 2023, know that it ain't over. It ain't over. There's hope, and God will take care of you. On behalf of my good friend Pastor Rick Awala, our co-host, and those of you that have been following us for the last 7 years, we thank you. And we look forward to seeing you next Tuesday night for another episode of Talk Straight. Reverend James Moore said it like this.
Be not dismayed. Whatever betides, God will take care of you. His wings.
Say,
God will.
More you doing? Just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. We're gonna get at it. We're going home. We're going home.
To every day.
Gosh.
I know he will. It's me now.